So since he decided much against my better personal will, I guess, to go with CDM and not stay with BNP, I've stayed in touch with Larry just to keep track of what God's doing. And I felt that Larry had some of the finest things going for outreach to men, anybody I had seen. And he gave some really great ideas. And John Sloan benefited tremendously from Larry and his ministry and ideas. And Larry actually coached John into a very successful ministry in Phoenix. So I've been in Montrose now for a little over 5 years. And I've had some things in mind about men's small groups and men's ministry at large that I wanted to accomplish, and I wasn't getting it done. And I thought, I'm going to call Larry and see, just talk this through with him and see what ideas he might have. So I called him, and he said, Roger Fleming, I can't believe this. I was just getting ready to call you. And he said, and I told him what I was calling about, and he said, well, that's exactly what I had in mind. He said, Ron Bennett and I and some others have been taking the lessons I've learned in the last 12 years of ministry with men here in Columbia, and we've tried to package it in a way that it could be pass-onable and useful to others. And so I thought, send it to me, because that's what I want. So I've been on the phone with Larry. I said, now, Larry, coach me through that first session. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Coach me through that second session. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. And I've just been kind of following by rote what he tells me to gain experience that will make it mine, and I'll have freedom to work with. And I'm afraid I've already made it more mine maybe than I should have. But interestingly enough, I put together an outline based on questions that Jim Kennedy gave me and did all this neatly. Emailed it off to Dave Gross because Dave, I learned, is ahead of me in what he's doing with this HighQuest material. And I said, man, you should be presenting this, not me. And so I said, Dave, will you help me with it? So I emailed him, here's my outline, add to it, write on it, do whatever you want, and we'll work this out together. Well, my age is telling. I don't travel with my computer anymore. And I get here and open my folder of all the stuff I neatly put in there for presentation and realized that it's still in my computer. And so I said, grab Dave this morning and said, Dave, did you by any chance print that out and bring it with you? So he's helping me in more ways than we had planned. But the first question is simply, what is HighQuest? And I felt that Dave was far more able to just introduce you to this whole idea of what we're trying to accomplish with it, what it is. And then I'll answer the question, what am I currently doing? And Dave can fill in anything. And then why did I decide to use this? And how is it working? And then finally, any recommendations I would have and some question and answers. So I've just taken the questions Jim gave me and built some outline around that. So Dave, if you'd come up and tell him about HighQuest.
All right. Should I put that on?
I guess. We're going to have to stay tethered here.
Okay. All right. Larry and Ron and Chuck Stripmatter and Bob Walls have been working on putting this material together. And if you open your brochure, I think that'd be the best way for us to kind of go through it. And on the second page there, on the inside, right up at the top, it says the HighQuest mission. And in HighQuest, we want to deal with a life issue in each book. And then also with a skill. And so there's three books. Here's level one. And they got the ideas from mountain climbing. And just the different things that go through that you have to be equipped to do in mountain climbing. But the first book has to do with knowing Christ deeply. The second one is to reflect Christ authentically. And then the third one is to reproduce Christ intentionally. That's in your second page there, right up at the top. Right up at the top there. And that'll give you a snapshot of the life issues. And over on the next page, it has life skills and life issues. And then you have the life issues that are, explained a little bit more. But this right here gives you the snapshot of the three books. Knowing Christ deeply, reflecting Christ authentically, and then reproducing Christ intentionally. Now, in each book, there's a life skill that'll be going being taught with it. And in book one, the life skill is appointment with God. And what Larry's really good at too is taking terms and trying to help them relate to business people. So instead of saying quiet time or devotional life, we talk about an appointment with God. And let me give you a little idea of the format. It's 10 weeks. There's actually 10 weeks of material, but often they take the first week and just go through a personal profile of each guy, or the first couple of weeks, and just work on a personal profile so that the guys get to know each other. That's helpful in getting to know each other, and that's toward the end of the book. And then they also do what you call a spiritual timeline. And it just helps each other, each man, to kind of understand where the other one is coming from spiritually. And then there's 10 weeks, and one page just highlights all the passages that you'll look at. And the first one has to do with knowing God, knowing Christ. So all the themes are like my Creator, a new creation, my Judge, holy, my ruler, secure, my provider, complete, my Father, significant. And at the beginning of each week, there'll be a introductory statement on God is my, the theme, like God is my Creator. And then you have a day. For each day, you have a page. You have the passage up at the top, place for the date, and then you have read, record, reflect, and respond. So you read the passage. Each guy, on their own during the week, they'll record either a verse or a phrase that meant the most to them, then reflect on it, write down what it meant to them, and then a response would be write out just a prayer back to God. So in book one, and this is your appointment with God, you go five days of that. And then the sixth day is check the map. And that's just kind of reviewing the highlights that you had during the week. You write that down. And then there's a place here for an application, encouraging the guys to get an application each week. And then when the group gets together, you open it up to this page. And there's four things that are encouraged during the forum. The first thing is to connect. And that's because we care, what do we need to know? And that's where guys are taking time just to get to know what's going on in their lives. And then, and that's really a key time. Just like what we were talking about this morning, that time to get to know each other and develop that personal relationship. And that has been a blessing in the groups that we've been doing in Kansas City. And then exploration is because God's Word is true, what are you discovering? Then the guys just share what they got from the week, from the Word. Then application, and then there's a time for intercession, time to pray. So that's book one. The life issue is knowing Christ, and the life skill is appointment with God. Now, book two is just got it. Our guys just started on book two this week, Tuesday morning. And just to give you an idea, in book two, The life issue is spiritual transformation. And there's two life skills in this one. It's gripping the scripture, in other words, scripture memory, and verse analysis, Bible study, on the verse that we memorize. So I'll just give you an idea of the format here in book two. In book two, there's going to be 4 days of appointment with God where you read a scripture related to some passage about spiritual transformation. And then the fifth day, it's a verse analysis on the verse that you'll be working on memorizing. And the first verse is Romans 12:2. And take 2 weeks to memorize a verse and 2 weeks to do the verse analysis on that. So we call this the planned meditation. Planned meditation. So, that's the fifth day. And then the sixth day, again, it's check the map where you review what you got during the week. And then you have your time to discuss. So, to start with, there's going to be three books, to know Christ, to reflect Christ. Let's see, to know Christ deeply. Book two is to reflect Christ authentically. Book three, to reproduce Christ intentionally. Okay, good. Let's see. Another thing that we're doing is that we have a men's conference that we call the Round Table, and we're building our men's conferences around these themes. We're into our third year, and the theme of our conference this year, which is going to be in March, is reproducing Christ intentionally. And then in year four, we're going to pick it up back up with book one. I mean, the number one theme, reflecting Christ, knowing Christ deeply, and hit it from a different angle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think what's significant in light of what we're talking about today is that this first book is Who is God and Who am I in Christ? And it's amazing the impact that this thought has of who I am in Christ. I don't know what you're finding, but it doesn't seem to me that anybody I run into anymore has any real knowledge of Scripture. And so they've heard things in church, but nothing, this is processing stuff, and that's what Dave was talking about. So what am I doing? Well, I have four High Quest groups. Monday at 6:15 in the morning, Monday at noon, Friday at 6:15 in the morning, and Sunday at noon, at 7 p.m. And what I did, I went to four or five men that and told them what I'd like to do in starting a group, and said, now, here's my intent, that this is going to be your group ultimately. I'm going to help you get it started. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to model it for you. And at some point I'm pulling out and you'll lead it. So I want you to invite your friends into a group and try to recruit that way. And it was about 30% successful. I recruited most of them. But at any rate, that was the intent. And so that they would know, these key leader, hopefully for the future guys, they would know that my intent is for them to be thinking about leading and reproducing their lives from the very beginning that we talked about this. The men are mostly in their 30s with young children. They have some familiarity with the Bible and they have common issues. What I find is there's great openness in the discussions. My son-in-law is in one of these. I'm so thrilled. And I tell my wife, I can't wait to get to that Monday morning group. It is so fun to sit there and listen to them share their lives and where they are and discuss what they're getting. It is just exciting. And one group that I've chosen for a little different purpose is older men. I think they're all, well, one guy is not yet 50, but they're mostly in their 50s. My bank president's in that, and some other guys. And they're further along in business and family life. And the interesting thing is this older group is really diverse. I don't think my bank president yet knows the Lord. And I've got another guy who his team, he's now retired, but his team at the University of Colorado is the Nobel Laureate Prize-winning team. And he's pretty rich in scripture and older. And so I've had to talk to Gene about, slow down, Gene. Tune in to where these guys are and don't try to be the teacher and the answer man. And so but it's working out well. And so I started a fifth group. And these were guys that I've already been involved with for some time. And I viewed them as leaders. And I said, what I'd like to do is show you how to use this material. And so we'll meet for 6 to 8 weeks. And we'll go through it step by step. I'll model things, and then I'm out of here. It's up to you to start a group because you will know what you're doing, and I'm anticipating that you will go with it. Only one so far has a group started, but we'll see how that goes. Why did I decide to use HiQuest? Well, I have been struggling to find the best help or tool I could get hold of to help men develop a consistent appointment with God. It seems that this is one of the first hurdles to get over, just to get men to meet God on a day-by-day basis. And I finally concluded, without a plan, they're not going to do it. Without some kind of structure, without some kind of accountability, it's not going to happen. And it seemed to me if I could pull small groups of peers together with that in mind, with a plan, we'd get it done. And so that's one reason. And I love this material. What I see is these themes. Guys have been telling me it is so great to have focus on a theme. And the little introduction that's written up for them helps guide their thinking of what they're looking for as they go into their day-by-day appointments with God. And it's bringing out things for them that are very, very helpful. The second reason is there are lots of activities for men, and we're using some of them. For example, we have launched men's fraternity, and I'm in a Fellowship of Companies for Christ group, and I've been in that for 5 years. And there are at least three other small groups of men that are meeting. But what I find is all these groups are really helpful. There's good material. Guys are learning, but none of them are getting them in the Word. Into the Word. None of them are getting men into the Word. And I feel unless we're doing that, we're not going anywhere. So I've quoted this from B&P philosophy we formed, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. But our ministry must be Word-centered, application-oriented, with personal accountability. Teaching and practice will be life and work-related as well as ministry-directed. We believe individuals must be equipped with God's Word in their hearts. And I've never wavered from that, and that is my intent. And every guy I get involved with, how do I find a way to get him into the Word on a consistent basis that is life-changing for him? So in addition to all the activities available, there's no real connection between them. It's like they're isolated things that guys do. There's no common thread that runs through them. It's something like in our town, which is growing by leaps and bounds, I think we've got 40-some housing developments underway right now. And for a town of 13,000, that's quite a bit. So, but it'd be like a developer going out and saying, I'm going to develop this piece of land, but there's no infrastructure. No road connections to the highways, no sewer systems, no water. It'd be crazy. But that's kind of what a lot of men's ministry looks like. It's all these activities that there's nothing that relates them to one another and gives a thread that connects them through. And then finally, I was looking for a plan or a tool that is pass-onable. I thought if I'm going to reproduce laborers, I've got to find a way to give them things that they can take and say, I can do that. I can run with that. So how's it working? Well, I find it's a struggle for men in the midst of life to break old habits and begin a consistent appointment with God. Dave, you may have something to say about this, but here's an example. My bank president, I've been after him for 9 weeks running. This idea is not a class. This is not a lesson to prepare. What we're trying to do here is help you meet with God. Sit at the feet of Jesus and have him instruct you. So Monday, Garth says to me, I did it. I said, what'd you do? He said, I got up this morning and met with God. So I was in the bank the next day on business, and I stuck my head in his office, and I said, were you there this morning? He said, yeah, and it's so good. So it's taken 9 weeks to get there for him. And just to break the patterns of life and get something different going, it takes time. And it takes persistence and repetition. And the interesting thing is his wife said to him, she gets up earlier than he does as a teacher, and she said, you know, why don't you just get up 30 minutes earlier than you do and have that time instead of trying to cram it in on Sunday? He said, so it was his wife, really, that finally broke through. Yeah.
Just thought on that. We found that, if a guy's been introduced to appointment with God in book one, just doing it 10 weeks, not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough for him to get
And that's what I'm discovering. It's not enough.
So the idea of the appointment with God will run through all of the books.
And yeah.
The group that Brendan is in over there, you're redoing book one, right?
Yeah, we started it in the summertime. It's kind of like a plane that didn't quite get off the runway. We got about halfway down the runway and decided this wasn't. We weren't consistent with the appointments. And so this go around, we're off the runway, and we've got four of us that are committed to doing it.
Yeah.
When we get together, the thing that's been the most valuable is, not only the appointment with God, but the format. You go through this four key areas, and we have a very structured amount of time to do it, and so that keeps us on task.
Yeah. Yeah, I do the same. I keep it very structured. I've promised them we will be out of here. Oh, and of course, with these early morning meetings, the reason they're that time is because when they've got to leave for work. And so it's interesting in Montrose. I've got a lot of 6 a.m. meetings. So just that's the way it functions there. But so there's this need to break through the mindset that this is a class or program. It's a battle to help people think in terms of meeting Jesus, sitting at his feet, and making this a personal thing, not just something they're preparing. And then in what we've already said, I'm thinking it'll take much longer than the 10 weeks of HighQuest 1. And so it just, in order to get the things established, and we've got to keep the pattern going. And so a couple of our groups have finished one. And because we don't have two, and I wasn't ready to move into two with them anyhow. So I've just created themes. So I sat down and said, what are some things you'd like to pursue? And I wrote them down, and then I went and developed a bunch of passages to follow those themes through. And I keep getting surprised. I mean, I selected the passages, and I get in there, and I think, wow, this is incredible. And so it is fun to meet with them on this. So, but the idea of themes and the chosen themes are dynamite. They're just dynamite. It's a different way of looking at God, at who God is. Instead of doing a Bible study, who is God, who is Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit, they're spending weeks just looking at different passages about God. And it's that repetitious looking in different aspects, things begin to penetrate. Things begin to take root in their lives. So that's good. And then, let's see. It's taking some time for men to pick up on the idea of practical applications. And I haven't pushed it. What I see happening is that they are growing in practical knowledge that is affecting their perspective and attitudes in very positive ways. They may not be able to write out in some specific thing, but when my daughter tells me, I see some tremendous changes in my husband. And I'm hearing from other guys, one guy that has been a group leader and I had in that short-term program, Gene is 70 years old. He's been meeting with groups of men for 15 years. And he said, I've been having, quote, a devotional time for years. And for the first time, I'm meeting with God. I mean, that's dynamite. Something is penetrating through this that hasn't been in other ways. So it's the knowledge is impacting the attitudes that are affecting life in ways that you don't necessarily put your finger on, say this is what you need to do, but it's happening. And we'll get to the application, but I just thought I'm going to let that come little by little. We're going to focus on just the consistency of meeting with God and hearing Him. Any other comments, Dave?
Just a comment that there's a website on the back here of HighQuest, and you can get all the information you need off that HighQuest website. There's two websites, one for the CDM ministry, but you'll want to go to the HighQuest website.
Mm-hmm. What about the training and things, 3-hour training?
You can, I think on the website you can write them and ask them if they can come to your area.
Yeah.
But Blake did a men's conference in our area, and these guys are pumped and ready to go, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. What he did for me, Jack, and he would do for you, he just emailed me his outlines for the first 3 introductory sessions, and then I talked with him by phone to make sure I understood things and where he was going with it, and then I delivered that to the guys, and I did it in each group. I didn't try to do it in a whole massive group because that's the way we're functioning.
Apparently, he used that outline, the training outline, for his men's conference.
So okay. Well, here's recommendations Jim asked for, and so it was: use HighQuest if you're seeking to help men become consistent in their time with God. Number 2, use HighQuest if you want to put a tool in the hands of men they can use to help others become consistent in time with God. Number 3, follow that plan of 3 introductory sessions outlined by Glabe, because reproduction is a fundamental idea in it. And so from the very beginning, I've tried to talk to these guys about why we're doing this, the way we're doing it, and to lay the seeds that maybe in a year or two will begin to bear fruit. And,
Roger, where did you recruit the men from, local Christian fellowship?
Oh, they're just guys I've known since I've been there and through various associations, a lot from my church. But they're guys that, some I met in church, but a lot of them I met, found out later they were in my church. but just through business associates and through the political things that just come out. And then every week I review and remind and reinforce about HighQuest, about what we're doing, why we're doing it. I just feel I'm not very good. I used to think, and I'm still wired up to think, if I told you once, you ought to have it. And I realize that's not how you teach. And so I'm disciplining myself to every week just review. Why are we here? what is this all about? Okay, any questions? Yeah.
We just hosted the National Conference of Men's Ministries in Washington. Is this something that we would have a booth for?
I have no idea, John, because I think what Larry and Ron and the guys that worked on this have in mind is, I keep telling you guys, this is not a program. We're trying to help you develop the discipline, the spiritual discipline or the skill of consistent time with God. And we want to help you start in the process of getting to know God deeply and know who you are in Christ. And so I think right now, Larry and Ron, as I've talked with them, are thinking of, let's keep it for now within the Navigator context till we gain some more altitude and some more experience with it, and then begin to move it out. But I don't think they're planning to make it a broadcast thing right now, because I find that even for me, it was a real discipline for me to take what Larry had given me, and I thought, I am not going to try to make this my own, which is unusual for me. I'm not going to try to craft it my way. I'm just going to kind of go through it and be a parrot. And it was good that I did.
Is CDM embracing this? And we assume if you have a CDM out there, they're going to know what to do with this?
Eventually. The thing is that book two, I just got it in my hands last Thursday. And book three isn't even... You know, it's just kind of empty right now, so it's not finished, and they're still editing book one and book two. So eventually, it'll get there, John.
Yeah, we're kind of a beta test. I mean, those of us that have been doing it. One, two guys dropped out, so that's a man-to-man meeting. Two of them have four in it, and one has two other guys in it, and then the one I did with four guys that I launched. Yeah, I think four or five, three to five is probably ideal, because if you're going to meet for an hour, and I do it for an hour and 15 minutes, and give guys the opportunity to get to really know one another, and in a way that they're developing. Because I've talked to them about the fact we're here to develop safe relationships with one another, trusting relationships where we can really share together in life. You can't do that with a larger group, not and have them share of any in any significant way. Is that what you're finding, Brendan?
Yeah, I mean, we had talked specifically about that. We have five, and it's consistently four.
Yeah.
Five originally.
Yeah.
You mentioned Miss Fraternity. They were one of the speakers and booth people at our field. What's your experience with using some of their stuff?
I think Men's Fraternity, frankly, I view it as kind of the big end of the funnel. It's the most permeable, free access for any man in any spiritual state to come in and do that first thing, the quest for authentic manhood. And we've used it. It's life-changing for the men that have been through it. There are a number of guys that I can cite that have given testimony on how it transformed their lives. On Men's Fraternity, what that does, you know, I had a vision of what my life was to be and what I wanted to pass on to my kids. But I had never been able to, I guess I don't have the gifts or the intelligence or something to boil it down and say, these are the things that I want to articulate clearly to my kids so that they have a picture of what I've tried to model for them. Men's Fraternity, that quest for authentic manhood, gave me language so that I could speak. And I went to each of my sons and said, here's what real manhood is. Where do you see the gaps where I have failed to give you what you need? Where are the hurts that I've left behind in your life? And it's been an interesting time. And so, and we've processed through a lot of stuff that way.
Yeah. Roger, the men that you would select to put them in your first book,
yeah.
What would be the profile you kind of, the filter you're using?
Well, I thought I might be able to bring in guys that didn't even know the Lord that might be seekers, and I think it depends on where they are. Like my my banker, he was raised in an Episcopal church, and he, you know, everything about him speaks of a Christ-like attitude, but I don't think he knows the Lord. And so, but I've for 4 years I've been developing a relationship with him, and I thought he would fit into this. And I know he has a hunger for Scripture, to know more. And then there's he'd be more of an exception. He's further down.
So put in a little bit of NAV lingo, maybe have some comment. Would it be a growing Christian? Would be a good.
Oh, I think you could get anybody that's hungry, spiritually.
Okay, so I look for. We have a meeting we call Prime Time,
right.
Which is kind of a. It's an open-ended meeting. On Tuesday mornings, we have it eight weeks in the fall and 8 weeks in the spring. That's where people come in, and you know, either Christian or non-Christian. And then when we go over here to, we call them forums. Basically, what I say there is, if you'd like to be in a group where you have the opportunity to go beyond news, weather, and sports, and also where you have the opportunity to become consistent in the Bible. And that's whoever responds to that can get into a form. Brennan came to Prime Time, threw that invitation out. He went into a form. He's been through one, and then you know, in there, I'm always looking for leaders and people to invest in one to one. So now he's becoming a co-leader.
Just another question I want to throw one other question out now. Let's say if you had five groups start, say with five guys in, that'd be 25 men. How many are still participating after the third day?
We started with eight groups. We had 32. And now we're into book two, and we have, 26 that have gone on to book two, and four are redoing book one.
So that's 30 out of 32, 30 will drop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I think I started with 15, and we've got 13.
But just in 2007, in the advanced training, one time I had two PhD pastors that, as I was setting up the clinic, I said, what have y'all been getting out of your quiet times and the books you've been studying? And both of these guys went on for 45 minutes about how writing in that little gash in the back of that thing in the quiet time had gotten them back into journaling. And both of them were preaching from their journals now. And both of them had put that away for several years.
Yeah.
And just that little exercise like this does got those guys back there.
Yeah.
So it was exciting to hear and talk.
Well, there is something about writing. But that's another thing. I've got a couple guys that they're not students and they're not writers. I mean, one's a CFO, one's a business owner. He's got a really going business, but they're not writers, and so when I come to their group, I expect not much on the page, but as we process together and I find this one guy doodling like crazy, I know that he is processing a lot, and it's just the way he thinks and works, and so you know, you've got to kind of figure out where these guys are, however bright they are, they process things differently, and you've got to give room for that. So. Okay, Jim?
Pastor Ron, some inductive studies that are some good discipleship tools, maybe beyond that, we're interested in. Have you used them?
Absolutely. And what level of person are you? Just do a little interview here. What level of person are you using them with?
I'm using it with my single adults, but my Mike Jellick, the best man in my wedding. I hung out with him for 3 years trying to find something to give him joy. After a while, I kind of got tired of him saying, no, I don't like this study. I don't like this study. I don't hold this. You guys can't stop being in the Word.
How much time does it take to prepare?
Prepare an hour and a half, just chapter by chapter of a Bible book.
Who developed it?
His name is John Stewart. He's a pastor in Minnesota, ex-NHL hockey player that came to Christ and developed these things. It's called Lamp Letters International.
Mm-hmm. And are there more books than these?
There's a, yeah, he's got about 24 studies done, but he's got another 6 or 7 ready to print. But there's a neat thing in the back. There's a thing called the final exam, where there's the gospel presentation in the back. Uh-huh. And there's our friends from Search Ministry got a study for a couple, 3 years. And John joined this group, and the search guy left. But they did one of these studies, and by the end of the study, three of the guys that were meeting in Bible study for 3 years got surrendered to Christ. And so there's... God's using them, and they're just outstanding. I can't. Guys are just staying in the Word and reading Bible and getting their assignments done. It's pretty exciting that everyone has their assignment done.
So each one is on a book.
Yep. And right now, in our Wayzata Bay Fellowship, I've got 50, 60 guys doing Proverbs chapters 1 to 9, kind of Solomon's teaching to his kids, and the guys are just slurping it up.
Can you order this on the internet?
Online, yep. As well as it's also for any of the site challenged friends. There's big letter editions, I guess, and he says he's the only one that does big letter editions for people. And it's also interactive software that is just outstanding as well. And he can give you a sample off the lampletters.usa.org website.
I'll just write that up here. Lamplighters. Do you mind passing those book around? Lamplighters USA?
Lampletters.usa.org.
So the site is in, not website, but site in sync with your eyes.
Yeah, site calendar.
Yeah.
Sync.
Yeah. And it's just when you find a study that's number one, convicting of sin, it's got not only good application, but it's got great theology built in. And him and I are right there as far as our theology, so it really helps. And he tackles some tough questions with grace.
Good. In there. Thank you, Joe. While we're on this, we've got just a couple minutes before the next break for the next presentation. Any other materials you guys are using that you think this is really some good stuff that the rest of us might not know about? Oh, Joe's got another one.
Yeah. Bridging this with my Jewish friend and his Catholic fiance who he lives with. It's a Gary Smalley series called Secrets to Lasting Love. Maybe some of you have done it. It's a video series. You click the video on, you're actually at a mini seminar. But that's a 6-week course for relationship building, working on the 4 germs that can get into a marriage relationship, as well as how to do love talk. But it's such there's not one Bible verse in here, but it's such a great lead-in to doing this series, developing relationships, talking about something culturally relevant to them. It's, we want to save our marriage. I've done it with 6 couples, and then doing another one starting week from Monday with 3 or 4 others, and building it so we can then bridge into an evangelistic study of John.
Okay, where do we go to look that one up?
That's Gary Smalley, Smalley Relationship Center.
Is there a
www.smalleyonline.com.
Smalley.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
S-M-A-L-L-E-Y.
Smalley.
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 Smalleyonline.com. is the website. But real stuff, yeah, 6 weeks you do study, 7th week you go out for dinner together, and relationships just blossom into friendships, and then now it's going to go into a John study for evangelism, so I'm excited about that.
Okay. Anybody except Joe have anything?
Yeah.
Terry?
The study series is just a best practice thing I've stumbled across in the last year.
Can you hear it? Okay.
We all know it and have done it a lot. As I've been thinking about this process and It's been pretty effective depending on who you're working with. I started walking with this, like meeting with guys and going for a walk for an hour. And the advantage I found from that is that you can walk and talk, you don't have to face each other the whole time, which is really helpful for the guy that you're working with, depending on where he's at and what you're talking about. You can stop every once in a while and look at someone and make a significant emphasis, you know, leave a question, like, Charlie, do you really think that's the best way to go? And they just kind of face away and keep walking. And you can have like periods of, you know, a minute, a 5 minute silence that's appropriate and right if you could never do it. You're sitting down with someone and talking to them. Because that would be kind of weird sitting there looking at someone not saying something for 5 minutes. So it's healthy and it's quite disarming, particularly when you meet someone for the first time, they don't know what you're about, or they're not a Christian, or they're, you know, attentive. It's like, hey, they don't have to do it for breakfast or coffee. I want to go for a walk. And that tends to have quite a high yes ratio. Go for a walk. Sounds very safe, but it's not. And so that's just something I've been rediscovering, is walking with people.
He's very good, but not safe.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I heard about the same thing used with in some country where they were not allowed to congregate or have Bibles or anything, and so this guy would do all his Bible teaching by walking, and because he gets this per hour, nobody can overhear you when you're walking. But if you meet someplace, somebody could possibly overhear what you're talking about. Okay.
I have a question about the Rich. I just heard the Rich Cleveland Mass Journey. It's a, I've heard other navigator staff refer to it as kind of a 2-7. Catholics, there was a wonderful Catholic couple next door to me, and I'm thinking about launching it with them if anybody has any experience with using that material.
I've seen the material, and it looks very good to me.
Yeah,
he's got lots of different things
that he's
produced. So, Rob, have you got any experience with that in Albuquerque?
Yeah, I used it myself, but he's presented it. It's being used down there, flow to see. Yeah.
Okay, Troy, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, Precept Ministries. Kate Arthur has written some books. I actually found out from watching my wife disciple of a woman. And the first book was, Lord, Only You Can Change Me. And she spends a long time going to the Sermon on the Mount. After that, she got another one that, Lord, I'm torn between two masters. Again, Sermon on the Mount. Ton of scripture in there, and she just does it before, through many chapters of her. We get together, we read a chapter, we get together, discuss it, so they get cancer. When we started this book, I didn't understand what the two masters were. I see them. Mm-hmm. And it's been really kind of fun to walk through. A lot of scripture, very, very, very different. We're going to start another one that's going to walk us through. However, bye.
That guy.
I'll mention Jack. My wife's studies, because a guy came up to her not long ago and asked her forgiveness. And she said, for what? And He said, I've got 25 guys in my business that I'm taking through Cynthia.com. he said, we've gone through 500 books, but he said, I need to ask your forgiveness because we cut the covers off because the guys were a little embarrassed about having women study on their thing. And he said, and he turned to me and he said, why don't you put your name on there? Then I could do it. But he was starting his second group of 25 guys.
Maybe you ought to just publish it under the name Jack.
But I mean, you know, I've had all sorts of guys come up to me and tell me they're using freedom, purpose, and all these things.
You may not know it, but the first Cynthia Bible study, Becoming a Woman of Excellence or something like that, is the best all-time selling Bible study material from Nair Press. So that's 2 million copies or something like that. I may have my numbers off, but I'm sure Jack knows exactly what it is.
She doesn't make it gender specific, so it's not. Yeah. There are probably so few other than application questions that might have a question. So you adapt it real good. Guys, really, a lot of people have.
Okay, a couple of more. Any other thoughts? Anybody have their hand up? Okay, let's take a 5 minute break just to walk around, get a drink of water or something like that, while Rob Mann gets set up. I'll blow the train whistle when it's time to come back inside.